Democrats lean on aging Obama-era Hollywood celebrities on final night of DNC. By David Ng on August 23, 2024. The climax of the Democratic National Convention saw Hollywood celebrities come out of the woodwork to cheer on the coronation of Kamala Harris as the party's presidential nominee. A fusion of establishment political and star power that party elites have come to rely on to give themselves an aura of glamour and likability. Stars including the Chicks, i.e., the group formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, Eva Longoria, Kerry Washington, and D.L. Hughley all made an appearance at the DNC in Chicago on Thursday. The result, a monomaniacal focus on Kamala Harris' race and gender, and more insults hurled at former President Donald Trump. Pink was also on hand to sing in what many expected to be a blowout performance. Instead, the left-wing pop star, who has spread fake news on behalf of the Democrat establishment, delivered a short and modest version of What About Us with her daughter, Willow. The real stars on Thursday were the total absence of Beyoncé and Taylor Swift, both of whom were rumored to be appearing but who were both no-shows. Democrats had kept celebrity involvement relatively muted during the first 3 days of this year's convention, fearing too many stars would make Kamala Harris seem elitist at a time when voters are being hammered by unprecedentedly high consumer prices, which were brought on by Kamala's economic policies that included trillions of dollars in new government spending. But the party fully embraced its celebrity addiction Thursday as stars paraded on stage in obeisance to their newly installed leader, who didn't receive a single primary vote from her own party. The group formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, before they decided to appease the woke cancel mob and dump the word Dixie, performed a rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Democrats' choice of the Chicks to sing the national anthem appeared to many to be ironic if not somewhat insulting. In 2003, the Dixie Chicks' Natalie Maines attacked country star Toby Keith by trashing his hit single courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, describing the song and by implication his fans as ignorant. Pink joined her daughter Willow on stage to perform What About Us. As Breitbart News reported, ABC's Scandal star Kerry Washington appeared on stage Thursday to instruct Americans on how to pronounce Kamala Harris, a rather futile chore since Harris herself has pronounced her own first name multiple ways. There are some people who struggle or pretend to struggle with the proper pronunciation of our president's name. Confusion is understandable. Disrespect is not. So tonight, we are going to help everyone get it right. Here to help me are some very special guests, she said. Washington then invited Kamala's nieces to stay to instruct the crowd on how to say Kamala's name, comma followed by Allah. The actress emphasized her allegedly humble roots while also joining her Scandal co-star Tony Goldwyn, scion of Hollywood's powerful and wealthy Goldwyn dynasty, to lead the convention in the chant, "When we fight, we win." ABC's Desperate Housewives star Eva Longoria returned to the DNC Thursday after she co-hosted the last convention in 2020. The actress praised Kamala Harris, claiming Kamala came from humble beginnings, failing to note that the candidate was born to elite college professor parents and grew up in an upscale neighborhood of Montreal, Canada. She also led the convention in a chant of the newly minted feminist and Spanglish version of Si Se Puede, Yes We Can, Si Se Puede. Actor-comedian D.L. Hughley used his time on stage Thursday to attack former President Donald Trump, without once mentioning anything that Kamala Harris has accomplished since she ascended to power in 2020. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.